going to start it off. As we know, UBIT is imposed under Section 511A1 on regularly carried on trade or business not substantially related to a university's exempt status, 512A1. And an exempt org must take into consideration their distributive share of partnership income from a Schedule K-1. And there's been a couple of revenue rulings throughout the year, some private letter rulings, and TAMs that kind of reinforce this. There's also some that deal with situations where a university is providing an essential government service, such as a retirement plan system, and that's a situation that I'm in. The University of California runs our own retirement plan system separate from the state, although we are a state instrumentality. And we had recently taken the position of reporting zero for alternative investment income on our 990T several years ago. And there were two private letter rulings. More recently, PLR 2006-43014 and PLR 2018-21002. And there's also a GCM 34704, and then the PLR that we mentioned up on the screen from 2004 that support this position. And I got a big chunk of money back from a return just from estimated payments in a current year, but then I amended a prior year, and that triggered an audit. So I'm kind of going through an audit on that topic now, which is to be expected. When they're going to give you back money that they've already had for a while, they're going to question whether they want to part with it. So we're going to see how that goes along.